Okay, we're gonna bring the Town of Discovery Bay Board Meeting to order. And would you please join Director Mayor and pledge allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Roll call has been taken and the record has been all members are present.
Okay, at this point of the meeting, it's time for public comments. And we're on a teleconference, so I'd ask the moderator if there's any members of the public who would like to address us on anything that is not on the agenda.
Thank you, Mr. President. There are two members of the public on the line at this point in time. So if you could, a member of the public, if you have a comment for anything that's not on the agenda, now is the time to make that comment. Please state your name and wait to be recognized by the board chair. At that point, you can go ahead and make your comment.
This is Frank Bidlington.
Go ahead, please.
Okay. This is the Town of Discovery Bay Homeowners Resolution Number 2020-02, November 18, 2020. Whereas the Town of Discovery Bay homeowners are not allowed to vote on the Town of Discovery Bay Board of Directors issuing revenue bonds, clearly taxation without representation, and whereas the Town of Discovery Bay homeowners are obligated to repay any current and future issued revenue bonds, and whereas the Town of Discovery Bay homeowners are forced to protest water and wastewater rate increases under Proposition 218, Article 3D, Section 6, and failed to obtain a 50% write-in requirement for the past 15 years, and whereas the Town of Discovery Bay Board of Directors relies on Proposition 218, Article 3D, Section 6, to suppress a homeowner vote by ballot, and whereas the Town of Discovery Bay Board of Directors can use Proposition 218, Article 3D, Section 4 to allow a homeowner to vote by ballot. Now, therefore, the homeowners of the Town of Discovery Bay to hereby resolve as follows. The Town of Discovery Bay Board of Directors shall place on current and future meeting agendas a discussion item that addresses voting by ballot only for fees, assessment, charges, and taxes. Thank you.
Is there any other public comment?
We're seeing none, Mr. President.
All right. With that, we're going to close public comment and move on to the consent calendar. Is there any items that the board may want to remove, and or do I hear a motion to approve?
Move to approve.
Second.
Can we have a roll call vote, please?
Aye.
Director Porter?
Aye.
Director Graves?
Aye.
Vice President Gattone?
Aye.
President Pease?
Aye. Motion carries. With that, we'll move on to Veolia report for the month.
Good evening, everybody. As we see here, we continue moving forward almost the end of the year. We're still moving forward with 4,083 days safe operations with a total of 197,424 working hours. Those are the three documents that were filed this month to the State of the Water Board of California. Right there, we continue having five active wells for the potable water and one on a standby. Right at the bottom, you can see that we produce a total of 94.4 million gallons this month. The next one is just to show that during the distribution around the whole town, we collect some samples for the back tease. We collect a total of 16, which it's a good result. There was no back tease, no bacteria demonstrated in each sample. Right here, we have the wastewater numbers. As you can see, our conductivity, our annual, it is $3,376. I'm sorry, I got an extra two right there, but it's a total of $2,237. I will verify that. But that means that we are not even close to the 2,400, our annual average report. Right here, the national, right there, the pollutants, the NPDES, we didn't have no deficiencies, no exceedances. In collections, we're still having 15 active lift stations and during the collection system. Right there, we have a total of 5 physical calls and 11 remote controls through SCADA. Those are the calls that are coming from customers. I wouldn't say no complaints, but sometimes customers' curiosity and the operators have to go in a system during the week or what any time during the day. Those are the terms. And thank you very much. Do you have any questions?
Excellent report and fantastic work days.
Thank you.
No excellence. Thank you. With that, we're going to move on to discussion action items. I'll turn this over to staff for discussion on the Discovery Bay Recreation Sports Incorporated.
Good evening. Discovery Bay Recreation Sports Inc. fundraising provided the district with a monetary donation of $30,000. This donation provided to cover the project funding gap to convert tennis courts of the town's community center to pickleball courts. To acknowledge the monetary donation, DBRS, for the pickleball courts, we propose to prioritize the use of the pickleball courts number 3, 4, 5, and 6 by DBRS, as long as it does not interfere with the town's activities or other town-related events. Provided that there are no conflicting town-related or sponsored programs or activities or paid rentals, DBRS will have the right to use pickleball courts 3, 4, 5, and 6 according to the following schedule. Tuesdays and Thursdays and Saturdays between the hours of 8 a.m. and 12 p.m. Wednesdays from 4 p.m. and 3 p.m. during standard time until close. Mondays and Fridays from 4 p.m. until close, and 3 p.m. until close during standard time. Staff recommends adopting resolution number 2020-24. Thank you. Any questions?
Are there any clarifying questions from the board?
Not for
me. I'd open that up to public comment. Is there any public comment?
We're seeing none, Mr. President.
Thank you. We'll close public comment and bring it back to the board for any discussion and or motion. I'm assuming the Park and Rec Commission discussed this item.
Yeah, we discussed this item at our previous at our meeting and go with the recommendation by staff.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, roll call vote, please.
Director Mayer?
Aye.
Director Graves?
Aye.
Director Porter?
Aye.
Vice President Cato?
Aye.
President Pease?
Okay, aye. I'm back. I just had to pull up this meeting.
Okay, motion carries. With that, we'll move on to discussion action item F2 regarding California State Parks, Proposition 68. Staff, please. Presentation will be here momentarily. We're gathering our data.
I'll fill the gap on this. So we have an opportunity to apply for a Proposition 68 grant, which is a per capita grant, where we have the ability to apply for certain projects, and we are, if the projects qualify, we are been allotted $187,441 to do various projects. One of the first things that needs to be done before we can apply for this grant is to pass a resolution that says we're going to comply with various conditions within the grant in order to get this money. And this actually takes place before the application period. So if you look in your staff report, some of the things that were needed to be done was attend a mandatory workshop. We've already completed that. And now we're at phase two, which is pass a resolution at this the November 18th Board of Directors meeting. And that's why we're here tonight, is to pass the attached resolution, which is number 2020-25. After this process, staff will begin to go through the other steps in acquiring the grant by identifying projects. And of course, we'll be working with the Park and Rec Committee to do that. Then we would submit the application package for the grant, which is due in December 2021. Hopefully those get approved and signed by June 2022, and all projects need to be completed under the grant by 2023. But again, for the purposes of tonight's meeting, we're at step two to go ahead and approve that resolution 2020-25. Available for questions.
Don't look like we have any questions, and this sounds like a pretty nice item. We're looking for some free money. So with that, I'll ask for any public comments.
We're seeing none, Mr. President.
Thank you. With that, we'll close public comment and bring it back to the board for any discussion and or motion.
Can I just get clarity on the $80,000? I don't remember that being brought up.
It's a total of $187,000.
But in addition, cost of public works is informed the district that there's $80,000 for Zone 35.
Okay, so that is a kind of a separate issue. Just like we were given or have the opportunity for $187,000, the county has an opportunity for Zones 57, 61, and 35 to acquire $80,000 in money, which they will make available through those parks, but they are the applicant on those, and we will be working with them on ideas for enhancing those parks.
Yeah, this resolution does not cover that. That's
correct, because we're not the entity that is in charge of that $80,000.
Got it. Thank you.
Any other clarifying questions? Do I hear a motion?
I motion to approve resolution number 2020-25.
Second.
Okay, roll call vote, please.
Director Mayer?
Aye.
Director Grace?
Aye.
Director Porter?
Aye.
Vice President Gatto?
Aye.
President Peace?
Aye. Okay, and with that, we'll move on to manager's report, landscape update.
Okay. This is a combined update to say that currently, if the board recalls, and I have our landscape manager, Bill, here to back me up on some of this stuff if the questions get specific. But we hired TerraCare to come in and to do cleanup, weeds, shrub removal, and spraying in various locations in the town. It was a $25,000 contract. We're going through a little bit of grief right now where we created a punch list, and we don't believe that that punch list has been followed. And so we're still working with them on making sure that these areas that they were assigned to do are done right before we pay on their invoice. And so if you have any particular questions on that, that's part A of my update, and I have a part B for you. I have Bill here to answer any questions if you have.
Well, the only question I have, part of that project was to actually spray for weeds and use a color inside that spray so that we could verify pretty easily that they did that.
Correct.
Did that take place?
That was part of their punch list. Confirmed that they were out here to do that, but neither I nor any of my staff have seen the blue dye spray. So
you're still working with them?
Well, the other option is that I can request to see their pesticide use reports.
Well, whatever you have to do,
yep.
if they're looking. we hired them to do something. If they haven't done it, we need to put the metal to the pedal, or pedal to the metal, whichever way you want to put it, and make it happen.
Yep. Right. So this could get a little contentious, and so we just wanted to update the board on this. There's going to be a tipping point, though, where, I mean, we can dig our heels into the sand and not go over their work, but at some points, if the weeds are coming up, we have to take care of them. So it could get a little dicey, and we just wanted to keep the board informed on that.
Yes.
I have a question. What percentage of the punch list is not completed? Are we waiting for them to complete?
It's probably 70% complete, but the major issues that I'm having are clipper and poe drive. So in the contract, shrub pruning was part of the tasks, and that hasn't been done.
Bill, just for the other board's edification, at this point, though, TerraCom has not pressured us for payment.
We do have two invoices from TerraCare, so.
But does it have any phone calls or other
no
letters?
Phone calls, no.
Yeah, one of them's a past due, and it's going to stay past due until we resolve
it. When was the last time we physically spoke to whoever the supervisor is, or the contract manager?
The account manager emailed me yesterday saying that his crew was out here and completed all of the punch list items on my list.
And your conversation back to him was?
Well, preparing photos of tasks that were not completed.
All right, so you informed him that in your knowledge, you feel it had not been completed, and you're going to send him documentation to
Correct.
Prove the fact. Maybe you should just ask for a site meeting and have him ride with you.
Yeah, that was the other issue I'm having, is that he was to have a walkthrough again with me, which he did not complete.
Okay,
so that's part A of the landscape update. Here's part B. And we briefed the Park and Recreation Committee on this earlier today. We committed to the board that Clipper Drive would be our next project, and that there was $100,000 that we were going to use in carryover funds from the savings that were earned due to COVID and not using the pool in Zone A. We were set to begin the Clipper Drive project beginning of November. That's what we committed to the board. There's been a little change up that we brought to the committee's attention, and now we bring to your attention that there are Prop 68 competitive grant monies available in the millions that agencies can compete for in the establishment of essentially new parks or completely renovated, rethought parks. So staff, and Bill was a phone call as well as Monica, staff has looked into this and has considered that a fresh idea may be to create a linear park along the whole distance of Clipper Drive and compete for these grant monies to put in a completely new idea as we promenade down this linear park, and I'll have Bill describe to you some of those ideas. And what we're asking is to put the $100,000 renovation on hold. Don't do anything with Clipper Drive while we wait to see if we get approved in the end of March for this grant to proceed. But keep that $100,000 in abeyance, if you will, in case we're denied, then we can come back to the $100,000 and do what we were going to do with Clipper Drive. But I want him to describe for you kind of our idea for a linear park. Bill?
So what we envision for a linear park, if Clipper were to be completely starting from scratch, wider paths, pedestrian scale lighting, more quaint lighting, areas for benches, areas to pause, potential of equipment, exercise type equipment along the path, really creating a linear park. Maybe areas for dogs. I know dogs really, the people really like to walk their dogs up and down Clipper, so areas of grass possibly, stands for doggy bags and things like that.
So, where we're at is I would invite our Parks and Rec Committee to add to this conversation?
Yeah, the big challenge is that kicking the can down the road perception, which is really not what we're doing. We're trying to get money to do a much better job of refurbishing Clipper, which has been neglected for years, as we all know. And so the reality of it is that what was presented to us today is we really probably would not be able to start a project. If we were to go this route, if the board was willing to look at this and decide to go this route, we're probably looking at a project start time of late summer because of when the deadline for the grant is, and then they have to review all, because it's a competitive grant, they have to review all the documentation and make their decisions. We think, in our discussions, we believe that we have a really good chance of acquiring some of those funds, and then we can do a much better job of refurbishing Clipper Drive, much more satisfactory, much more complete job of refurbishing. So it was kind of a risk-reward evaluation by the Park and Rec Committee, and we thought it would be a good idea to take that chance and to delay spending money on Clipper until we find out exactly where we stand with the grant. We would still continue to spend some of those funds that we discussed about in our special meeting for Discovery Bay Boulevard, the islands down Discovery Bay. If money's left over, go ahead and do Newport, but to just put Clipper on hold until we find out whether we can get more funds. Do you have anything to add to that?
No, I agree with you 100%. It's not that we're not doing the Clipper project, we're just reprioritizing the list. If you remember, about a month or two ago, Phil presented three potential areas: Clipper, Newport, and Discovery Bay Boulevard. So based on the Prop 68 potential, we figure that let's reallocate the resources to Discovery Bay Boulevard, the islands first, and go from there.
And let me just add one thing. Part of the requirement for the grant is community input. So this also opens up a great opportunity for the board to interact. I think we have to have five meetings, is that?
That's correct.
We have to have five meetings with community input so the community can be engaged and be encouraged to give their opinions on what kind of things would be done, and that would also help with our relationship with the community because they are concerned about Clipper, but it would bring them into the fold and at least explain to them why we're doing what we're doing. So I think that was another benefit of going after the grant is it increases the communication with the community.
I don't think, I mean, it sounds great. I don't think you could lose in waiting.
Okay.
You've still got the money, you can still do the others. It just suffer through the summer, sounds like. But with the meetings with the residents, that's gonna be explained, I'm sure, and the word will be spread. I think it's a great idea.
And we're not abandoning Clipper Drive. We're still gonna maintain Clipper Drive through this period. We're just not going to spend money that may get torn up again during a completely reimagined linear park.
I think that's a great use of grant money and community involvement. I think that's an excellent idea. I mean, it's a high traveled area anyways. I mean, people are always out there walking with their dogs and kids and stuff, and I think that that's a great opportunity to make that really shine.
Excellent. Then staff will begin. Mr. President, I'm sorry.
I'm very enthusiastic about the idea. I think it would be time well spent to go after the grant. First came to my mind was exercise. You know, I've seen it in other cities where you've got the exercise things going down. The dog park issue, as long as you got the bags, I think everything will be fine there. So I'd say, hey, more power to staff. Let's see if we can make it happen. It'd be great. And in the meantime, between the meetings, we could just come up with some, you know, maybe five signs that say, new process, we're new park possibly coming, we're gonna be reading some kind of words that lets the community, as they're driving by, people that don't walk that area, know that, hey, we're on it, we're looking for it, we're doing something.
You're the third person to make that suggestion today.
Oh, perfect. Oh, wasn't that your meeting? Okay.
Right. Thank you. Staff has direction. We appreciate it.
Okay. All right. With that, do we have a general manager's report?
No.
Okay, well, at 7:24, we're gonna adjourn the meeting. Thank you.